Before I get started, I just wanted to thank the elders for giving me this opportunity to come up here and present a lesson to y'all. Now, Jesus, he was an effective teacher. One of the main reasons he was such an effective teacher is because of his excellent use of parables. He didn't use complex parables, but he used very basic ones with simple figures that everybody would understand at that time. Now, what is a parable? A parable is a narrative that is drawn from human and natural circumstances, the object of which is to set forth a spiritual example. This evening, we'll be looking at the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, starting in Luke chapter 18, if you'll turn there right now. Starting in verse 9, it says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Now, in this parable, the first figure that it mentions is the Pharisee. Now, Pharisees were well known for their religious devotion, and for being a part of the ruling class during this time period. And the second figure it mentions is the publican, or a tax collector, which were despised because of the common use of dishonesty while taxing. Now, each of these figures gave a prayer. The Pharisee's prayer, which was the first one, was very formal and sincere because of the fact that he didn't seek any blessings, he didn't confess any of his sins, or admit any of his lackings. He only praised his virtues and insulted the tax collector. Now, the tax collector's prayer is quite the opposite. He starts off his prayer by standing afar off, which tells us that he considers himself unworthy to be to stand near the lordly Pharisee. He then continues his prayer by beating his breast, which is a sign of grief and shame. Then he confesses his sins and asks God for mercy. Now, both of them gave prayers, and they both had different results from their prayers. The Pharisee's prayer, it did nothing because he asked for nothing. He merely praised himself and affronted the tax collector. However, the tax collector received justification through his prayer. And justification is what God has declared to be right through what a person has done. Now, humility, it's something that's taught. Even though the Pharisee had so many good qualities, he could not be saved without humility, and all the shame of the tax collector could not condemn him without it. Even Jesus' life itself was humility in its essence. He was born in a manger, not a palace. His apostles were fishermen, not Pharisees. He preached to the common people, not the leaders. And he preached from the hillsides and fishermen's boats instead of a throne of gold. All people are sinners. Some people may be like the Pharisee, where they don't sin outwardly, yet they sin inwardly. If you'll turn with me over into Romans, the third chapter. It says in verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." And go down to verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It's clear from this parable that we should strive to imitate the tax collector's humility unto God and all mankind. And finally, if you turn with me to James 4, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Now, it's evident that there's a lot of arrogance and pride in this world. If we compare what we see around us in the world against what God expects of us, we see that there is pride, arrogance, and haughty spirits in the world compared to the modesty, lowliness, and submission that God expects out of us. You and I should try to emulate a godly heart that is meek and compassionate unto all mankind. The first act of humility would be to come to God. You must first hear the word, believe it, repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and be baptized for remission of your sins. If you have obeyed the gospel and humbled yourself, yet have fallen into the world like the Pharisee, and are exhibiting a haughty spirit of pride, God is able to forgive you for your sins if you come back to him. If we can assist you in any way, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.